This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. FBI Director James Comey says cyber threats are enormous, and he does not know whether the U.S. can stay ahead of them. Today, Comey addressed a conference on cybersecurity at Boston College. His comments follow the release of thousands of WikiLeaks documents that reveal what the organization claims are sophisticated CIA tools for cyber attacks. According to the documents, the tools can break into smartphones, computers, even internet-connected television sets. The WikiLeaks story comes amid the long-running issue involving alleged Russian hacking of the Democratic National Committee. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, James Comey spent his trip to Massachusetts dodging questions from reporters.
Comey made clear he wouldn't be talking and he wouldn't be taking questions about either issue. He told the conference attendees,
"You can ask me about anything. I'm very slippery. I'll avoid talking about things I don't want to talk about. But the questions have to come from the tables, not from our partners in the back."
That "partners in the back" was a polite reference to reporters following Comey with even greater interest since President Trump claimed his phones had been tapped. Comey reportedly made a private request of his superiors in the Justice Department to dispute the president's claim. And because he was evading those questions, Comey invited speculation about what he meant by other statements. He has served 3.5 years in his 10-year term of office.
"You're stuck with me for about another 6.5 years, and so I'd love to be invited back again."
"I'm not going anywhere," he seemed to be saying. He turned to his speech and dark warnings about the threats of cyber intruders. He called for greater cooperation for private business, noting that a majority of companies that are attacked do not tell the FBI.
"If the information is not shared with us, we will all be sorry, because you're kidding yourself if you think, I'll just remediate this thing and it will go away, because it will never go away."
Comey turned to what he called the negative impact of encryption on the work of the FBI. Encryption has gained great popularity since Edward Snowden, the National Security Agency contractor, revealed the intrusive cyber powers of U.S. agencies. Comey cited the final 3 months of last year, in which the FBI received 2,800 seized devices it was authorized to open.
1,200 of those devices, about 43%, we could not open with any technique. Any technique. That is a big deal.
Devices recovered, Comey added, in investigations of career criminals, pedophiles, gangs, and terrorists. Widespread encryption, Comey says, destroys the bargains Americans have made with their government that balances security and privacy. He never acknowledged yesterday's WikiLeaks document dump that reputedly reveals CIA tools and programs named Wrecking Crew and Anger Quake that bypass the ability of encryption. Several times, Comey used the phrase, "the tyranny of now," to explain how attending to short-run crises and workloads often hampers long-term preparation. For Comey, the questions about Russian hacking, the president's claims of wiretapping, and the like may pose the same tyranny of now. He was finished in 55 minutes and did not answer the questions he said he would not take. To a question on his way out, he responded, "Thanks for coming." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.